Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans, and welcome to episode 172 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. My name is Colton Strickler, back after a little quick week off, been buried in work. But I've got a good show for everyone today, excited to jump into it. We'll do that the same way we do every week, by jumping straight into the breakdown. And the breakdown is brought to you by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in world rugby, Infinity Park, and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. Starting off talking about the American Raptors. Lots gone on since I last checked in with you. I thought this would be a good idea to work backwards. So today, recording this late on a Thursday, Raptors wrapped up two 20-minute scrimmages against Rugby ATL and the Chicago Hounds in Panama City Beach, Florida. This is actually very convenient for the Raptors, and we'll touch on that a little bit later. But they beat the Rugby ATL 24-0, beat the Chicago Hounds 14-0, according to the reports I got from down there. The Raptors post on social media as well. But that's good, because on Sunday, again, we're going to get to Sunday in a minute, they didn't wind up on the wrong side of a big score. So since then, also, though, the travel roster was released, and we'll talk about the travel roster a little bit later in the stat of the week. I picked out some numbers out of that, and we'll talk about that later, and we'll get back to Sunday right now. So the Raptors wound up on the wrong side of a 47-0 whooping to the Seattle Seawolves on Sunday. That's how they kind of started their preseason. And I didn't travel, so I don't really know what happened. I believe the Raptors were still doing some tinkering with their roster, so they used that match as an opportunity to kind of give people some final shots and really solidified that travel roster that came out today. And Seattle didn't. Seattle came to play, which is, you know, understandable and fair that they came out ready to win, and that's exactly what they did. They brought it, and that's what happens. You wind up on the wrong side of a big score. So I heard from a few people that it didn't look great. The penalty count was, you know, way in favor of Seattle. And that, I don't mean that as like the refs were in favor of Seattle. I mean, the Raptors committed a lot of penalties. Seattle didn't, just some things here and there, some mistakes that are going to happen when, you know, this is really the first time the Raptors have played together. There was an intra-squad scrimmage, a couple weeks ago that I went out and watched, but this is the first time they've really seen some real live game action. But there was also a lot of really positive and supportive comments on social media as well. So who really knows? What I do know is that it was a preseason match. You flush it, you move on, and the ones that matter are coming up next weekend when Super Rugby Americas gets kicked off. The Raptors will open up against Selknam in Chile, and that's the one that really matters. So like I said, talk a little bit more about the travel roster here coming up in Stat of the Week. But that's kind of been the week for the Raptors. They left for their tour on Wednesday. And they're going to Florida. You'll hear Scott talk about this a little bit coming up in the interview portion of the show. But it works out that Rugby ATL and the Chicago Hounds are down in Florida. Raptors fly down to Florida, get one last run in before they depart on the South America tour. That starts on Saturday, and they have to leave from Miami to get into South America, so it worked out pretty perfectly. And we'll let Scott talk a little bit more about that when we get to the interview portion of the show. So it's kind of been going on with the Raptors, super Cliff Notes version. Let's talk about Major League Rugby. So big news out of MLR yesterday. They announced the addition of the Miami Sharks joining in 2024. That information has been floating out there for a couple of months now. So the worst kept secret in MLR, but it was confirmed by MLR yesterday, finally in a release. So congrats to them. That's good to see. Again, not really like a, I guess it's sort of, it's, they have, don't have a team in Florida yet, which is a little bit surprising, but until next year. But the Southeast is well represented with Atlanta and New Orleans. So congrats Major League Rugby. Congrats Miami for getting going. Hopefully that, that goes well, and it's another exciting team for the competition. All right, let's move on to All the Rugby You Can Watch This Weekend. All the Rugby You Can Watch This Weekend is brought to you by Wintergreen. Wintergreen loves rugby and wants to support USA Rugby's mission of uniting an inclusive, passionate rugby community to grow the sport of rugby in America. Wintergreen gels, creams, sprays, and soaks are made with wintergreen oils and other therapeutic natural oil to help soothe and support sore muscles and joints that keep you at your best. Visit wintergreensport.com to purchase the products you need to help you prepare to win. Got the men's U26 Nations rolling this weekend on Friday. Catch on Flow Rugby. Rugby Europe Championship, we got pool play on Saturday and Sunday. That's also on Flow Rugby. We got the big time Six Nations. We're in round two. Ireland versus France on Saturday at 7:15 a.m. Scotland versus Wales on Saturday at 9:45 a.m. And England versus Italy on Sunday at 8 a.m. Catch that whole tournament on Peacock. We got some college rugby. Catch Life versus Arkansas State on Saturday at 11 a.m. Also on Flow Rugby. Then the Allianz Premier 15s, of course. You catch that on premier15s.com. And we got the URC as well, so which you can also watch on, you guessed it, Flow Rugby. I think that about does it for all the rugby you can watch this weekend. If I missed anything, I'm sorry. Let's go and jump on the interview portion of the show. This interview with the Road Dog, Scott Neese, American Raptors rugby coordinator, is brought to you by Guard Lab. Join the mouthguard revolution with American-made mouthguards that perform, protect, and recover. For more information, visit guardlab.com. So, had a good chat with Scott. This is going to be a weekly thing. He committed every week. We're going to come out, check in on him, how he's doing, how the travel's going, some of the big problems he had to solve, and just generally check in on Scott. He's going to need some checking up on, and that's our job as the DNVR Rugby Podcast and as the DNVR Rugby Podcast listeners. We got to make sure Scott's doing all right. So enjoy this chat with Scott. He's got a little bit of an issue with his phone. We worked it out after the show, so this one's going to be a little bit rough. I think you can hear him for the most part. If you can't, I'm sorry. Well, it'll be better in week two, I promise. We learn as we go. We survive and we advance. So let's go ahead and kick it to my conversation with American Raptors rugby coordinator, Scott Neese. All right. Pleased to be joined by the Road Dog, American Raptors rugby coordinator, Scott Neese. Scott, how's it going?
Doing well, Colton. Appreciate you having me back on. Yeah, a lot of exciting stuff going on.
Yeah, so we talked about this before, but we're going to have you on at least once a week. We're going to try our best, hear about the tales from the road over these next 5 weeks. So I'm happy to do that, Scott. We got to come up with a name. I don't know if you want to work that out now or we can work that out later. What are you thinking, though?
We can workshop it. I'm sure some will come to us.
Okay. I'm just going to call you the Road Dog for this whole time, though. Does that work? You're perfect. A man of the road.
A little bit of a shout out to the Denver Water Dogs as well.
Yeah, that's you go. That's perfect. We incorporate everything in there. So Scott, first question, how's it going? You left yesterday. I can imagine not too many things have gone wrong in one day since you've left. How are things going?
It's a bold assumption. no, honestly, everything has been as, for the most part, as smooth as I could hope for. The boys have been absolute troopers. We've had a pretty long travel day, our first day. Got into Panama City last night. Everybody at Travelodge we're staying at alongside Chicago and the Atlanta MLR teams have been absolutely fantastic. Had a good day today. Really the only wrinkle in the plan so far is there's a big expected monsoon this weekend, and that's what moved basically our week up a day. So we had our big scrimmage with Chicago and Atlanta today rather than tomorrow. So that was a fun little rescheduling, but coaches, players, everybody did fantastic, banded together. And honestly, huge shout out to everyone in Atlanta and Chicago for one, having been here this whole week and having a great lay of the land, but also being as flexible as everyone was. It was really cool to see how both of those programs worked from an admin point of view and from a player and personnel point of view. So, I mean, just hats off to everyone. Everyone all around. It's been a great welcome and a great first 24 hours of the trip.
Okay, beautiful. Only like, what, 45 more days to go. So
yeah, I think I actually did the count when we were on for 33 total days. So okay, 32.
That's barely, you know, that's barely a month. You can do that. So you're in Florida right now. You just said, what's like the next few days look like for you guys?
So tomorrow, boys will have some recovery, have some film, a lot of good stuff. And then we're into two pretty hectic travel days on Saturday and Sunday. We, on Saturday, will fly back to Miami. We're getting quite late, really just there overnight to let everybody rest, hit the bed for a little bit. And then a couple hours later, we're up. We are on flights to Santiago, Chile. And yeah, then we get into Santiago, Chile late Sunday night and started game week prep then on. So pretty full on. Nice that we're able to get some meters, some practice, some game time out before our travel days, because those definitely take quite a chunk out of planning. But beyond that, everyone's really looking to just kind of being settled in our next stop. So we actually have a couple days, and we're not bouncing around as much as we have been over these last two trips.
That's good. Scott, did you know how big the state of Florida was before this trip? I had heard some rumors that this was a good like realization of like, man, Florida is huge.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm originally from California, and a lot of the times you get the same thing. Like people are like, oh, you're from San Francisco or you're from the area. Like, have you ever been to LA? And like, well, I'm not from San Francisco and I've been to LA when I drove through.
Yeah.
But then Florida is just absolutely massive. So to get to Miami, can't get a direct flight out of Panama City. So we are flying back to Atlanta and then back down to Miami. So it's a really fun triangle of travel. But we're making it work. But yeah, that is a very correct statement on your end that the state of Florida is huge.
I accidentally did that twice to myself this last year. I went to Vegas for Summer League, and I booked my return flight from Vegas with a layover in Palm Springs. So not the right way, literally at all. And then when I went to Nashville in November, and I had friends that were in Nashville. Also, we were leaving about the same time. They left like 20 minutes before me. And they kept talking about how they were going to get in at Denver at like 8:30 in the morning, and I wasn't getting in until close to noon. And I looked at the flight, and I had a layover, I had a plane change in Austin, so just didn't go the right way. So I understand that sucks. That's part
of it,
though. Yeah, I can, but that's tough, Scott. So next question I had, you've kind of already touched on it. What's like the morale? What's the vibes like? People seem to be in good spirits. That might change come Sunday night after being on planes for 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, after today against Chicago and Atlanta, more of the product that we've been training get onto the field, and so morale is very high. People are also recognizing like these are preseason games, so good building blocks. But the things that really count, you got to do it in the season. So,
perfect.
This is definitely narrowed, but no, it's a good. Good rebound off of a tough week against Seattle. So learned a lot from there, got it better. Good to get a lot of personnel in too. So yeah, all good things. And you definitely would rather have that type of mindset going into two pretty long travel days than the other way around.
I hear you. Next question I got for you, Scott. Who's a player on the team that you know, because you've done this a couple times now, right? Like you've been to Uruguay, you've been to Colombia, you've been on a lot of stateside trips. Who's a guy you just don't have to worry about? Like you don't have to tell me the bad side. Just tell me like a good egg.
That is a fantastic question. one of the guys that always just has his stuff together, Mikey Grandy. I mean, you want nothing less from your captain as well. I mean, he's an easy traveler. He's definitely done it before. Has all of his stuff. Doesn't have a lot of questions. Just kind of goes with the flow. And those are the people you want because they always would know where to be, and they're always just kind of even keel, especially when you got some long stays in an airport or a long flight. Like people have their routines, and he definitely has his down to a T. So
that's good.
Honestly, though, I have nothing but positive things to say about the team. Like it, like I said, these travel days are a big ask from them. So they have all been extremely, extremely even keeled and extremely positive throughout it all, even with a couple long layovers in Atlanta where there's been a lot of time to build, a lot of sore bodies, and they've just all been fantastic. So nothing but good things for me.
That's good. I like this team. This is one of my favorite teams I've been around. These guys are all absolutely super cool. One question you don't, again, don't name any names. What's like a quickest way to piss you off on the road, Scott? Like, what's something that they come, people come to you with, and that just drives you up the wall?
Asking me for information that is either on their plane ticket or on the itinerary or on the calendar. If you check and it's not there and you catch me out on that 100%, that's on me. But it's there, and I'm not always super pumped to answer the same question more than once.
Right. Reasonable request. I think that's very fair. Biggest problem you've had to solve thus far, was it just the moving of things around with the rainstorm?
Yeah, just a lot of kind of day-to-day logistical stuff with meals and stuff. I mean, you always want to make it as easy as you can on the people that are hosting you. Obviously, with X factors like weather, other teams being here, stuff like that can change in an instant, whether that's meal times or facility times, or you're trying to book other places. So definitely that's been tough, because you never want to impose on other people trying to do their job, but sometimes you have to in order to get your stuff done. So always feel kind of bad like that, but the people at Travelodge where we're staying in Panama City have been absolutely fantastic, and can't say enough good things about them, because they've, any of the hard conversations we've had to have, they've been super willing to help and very much solution oriented, which is fantastic.
Beautiful. This sounds like it's going great, Scott. This doesn't sound bad at all so far. I know we're one day in, but it's a good start. You got to build up this positive momentum. You, like myself, have been Duolingo fiends lately. How's the Spanish come along?
Ooh, I don't know if I consider myself a Duolingo fiend. I'm on a little bit of a cold streak. I've had a couple other things on my mind, but honestly, the Spanish is coming along about as negatively positive as I hope. That's probably the my thing that I've struggled with the most on this trip so far, is I've not been putting nearly enough time into that. But fortunately, being around a lot of people that we've had coming into the team, they've been helpful. They've created a great team environment with a lot of knowledge exchanges. So boys are picking it up. Might be a little bit slower than all of us want, but
that's all right. And hey, I saw this thing on Twitter the other day. Somebody was saying, is Duolingo the best like app to learn Spanish, or the best way to learn Spanish? And a lot of people were saying yes. There was a couple people that said no, and then people replied, said, okay, if this is not the best, how do I learn? And they said, you have to immerse yourself in the culture, which is what you're about to do. So hey, you might know exactly Spanish by the time you get back.
That's the hope, right? I hope it'll rub off on me. I do know one thing: drinking mate helps accelerate.
Yeah, definitely. I still have some from Uruguay. And also, what a dumb answer. Like, of course that's the best way to learn. Like, just live there somewhere where they speak the language. Yeah, that, of course. Duh. I'm trying to learn on my app like one or two times before I go to bed. I'm not trying to, you know, I can't do that. Nobody could do that except you.
Force yourself to do anything, I bet you'll.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, last question, Scott. Who do you want to win the Super Bowl, and do you get to watch any of the Super Bowl?
We are flying during the Super Bowl, so no, I do not. I will be on a plane throughout all the chaos, and we'll be checking my phone as we land and seeing it on the ESPN score graphic, more than likely. Well, to win, that's a tough one. Probably the Eagles. Jason Kelce fan. I think he's just a stud, consummate pro, and they're a fun story. I just, it's always tough to root for someone from the division that's not your team to win.
Definitely.
And it does make me happy when the Chiefs lose, as insane as Patrick Mahomes is. You can recognize his greatness and still root against him. So puts me down for the Chiefs, but if I was a betting man, pencil me down for the Eagles, but if I was a betting man, I think the Chiefs.
Okay, fade Scott. Last time we made picks on this show, they didn't go that good. So
I went like 0-6.
Yeah, no Chiefs. That's one thing we can agree upon. I don't like Patrick Mahomes. Won't say anything nice about him. So thank you, Scott. Look forward to this chat next week. We'll get something set up. And here, vamos carneros. That means let's go Rams. So go Rams, Scott.
I love it. Thanks for having me on, Golden.
Yep, see ya. All right. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with American Raptors rugby coordinator Scott Neese. We're going to be checking in with Scott the rest of the season, like I mentioned. So if you didn't like it, you're in for a long couple of weeks here. Sorry about that. Let's go ahead and move into required reading. Required reading is brought to you by Gilbert Rugby. Gilbert is the official rugby equipment supplier of the American Raptors. Visit worldrugbyshop.com to grab all of your Gilbert Rugby gear. This piece is entitled Shabbat Taking American Raptors on Epic Road Trip by Alex Goff and Goff Rugby Report. Just a good story. You know, Alex has been doing a good job covering the team so far this year. Did a couple of interviews now, and I like this one. He did a good job kind of summing up some of the challenges the team might face as they embark on this long journey. Just a good, you know, a couple good interviews in there from a couple of different Raptors. And I encourage you to check it out. So I'll link that in the article that houses this podcast, as well as the description of this podcast, so you can read it if you'd like. Let's go ahead and talk about the stat of the week now. Stat of the week is presented by Catapult. Catapult is committed to making performance technology available to athletes at all levels. Whether it's the biggest teams and organizations in world sport or amateur rugby players, Catapult helps monitor performance like the pros. For more information, visit catapultsports.com. So I want to talk about this travel roster. The American Raptors released this travel roster today. So I'm going to read you the position groups and then the names, and then we'll talk a little bit about it after. So in the front row, we have Juan Echeverria, Diego Fortuny, Sebastian Otero, Maake Moody, Peyton Talia-Aiello, Sione Finufiaki, Adagio Lopetti, Chris Shade, Mikey Grandy, Tavius Ikora-Mathis, Sean Clark, Max Dacey, Will Crawford, and the locks. On the back row, we have Ronan Murphy, Tommy Clark, Diego Magno, Siaki Vikilani, Mo Vinicolo. At nine, we have Martin Landajo and Ethan McVeigh. Flyhouse, we have Lucas Gonzalez, Amor Rossino, Line Latu, and Patrick Madden. In the centers, we have Watson Flikitonga, Cash Maluia, Dominic Iacovino, Aki Pulu, and in the back three of Ryan James, Ramiro Moyano, Samu Smith, and Nolan Saracini. So of these players, I've seen a lot of chatter on this online. We've got 24 Americans, 7 South Africans, 1 Canadian. 10 of those guys that I just read to you are guys that I would consider like true crossover guys, guys that have really cut their teeth, put in the time, learning rugby with the American Raptors. Or the XOs, there's a couple of XOs on there. And then there's a couple other guys that are established rugby players that you know, have spent a lot of time in the MLR. So I think this is an interesting roster, you know, composition. There's a couple of guys that stayed back. I'm trying to think, like, probably the people that didn't go is maybe 10 or 15 people that didn't make the trip. And they'll be here training, trying to make the team back when the team gets back and plays those stateside matches. So 24 Americans, 7 South Americans, 1 Canadian, and 10 of those guys I would say are true crossover guys. So I think, you know, it's not an entirely crossover roster. There are, you know, a few guys that aren't American, that aren't qualified to play for the Eagles. But I think this is an interesting, you know, roster construction, and I think it goes to show that the Raptors are trying their best to continue to develop American talent. And continue to find these crossover guys in the rough. And I know there's a plan to keep adding crossover guys and play like an exhibition season in the fall from the sounds of it. But I wouldn't, you know, put any money on that just yet as they're still working their way through this Super Rugby America season, which gets rolling next weekend. So I want to make sure I talk about that. I saw some chatter about that online, and I just want to make sure I touched on that. So let's go ahead and close the show with The Loop. The Loop is presented by First Bank. First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. Follow along on Twitter at DNVR_rugby, at Colton Strickler. That's my personal if you feel so inclined. Still trying to figure out how I'm going to cover this season. I've got some good ideas, and once we get into actual matches, it should be a lot easier. But we're going to see how it goes. You know, it's going to be harder to get player interviews when they're all the way in South America, but we're going to try our best. We'll be checking in with Scott, see if he can help arrange some of that too. And I'm looking forward to a fun year. It's right around the corner, and I'm ready to rock. So thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy all the rugby this weekend. We'll catch y'all back here next Friday for a little Super Rugby America's preview. The Raptors will get rolling next weekend, and I'm excited to talk about it. So thanks for listening, and catch you next week.